Hangout with Heather is proudly brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall and Big Blue Clothing, South Africa. Hello and welcome back to Hangout with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. Once again, always a pleasure to spend time with you guys and share what is going on in and around Josie this week and what is coming up and things that you don't want to miss out on. So stay tuned. It's going to be a complete bumper show as always. So Hollywood Walk of Fame is currently on at the Barnyard Theatre in Rivonia. And a big congrats to Desiree Dunn, my winner, who won a table for 10 to see the show this week, valued at 1,800 Rand. Well done, Desiree, and I look forward to seeing you a little bit later. It's going to be a fantastic show. Looking forward to it. As you know, I love Barnyard. Some great songs, some 70s hits from Greece, and the Flashdance and Footloose and Dirty Dancing. I can't wait to get down and boogie at Barnyard Theatre this week. Get them on at Barnyard Theatre, and the hashtag is Hollywood Walk of Fame. Let me know if you've been to the show or you're going to the show and if you enjoyed it and what your favorite moments were. It's always a blast at Barnyard. Then I also attended Slava's Snow Show the opening evening. I have to say I was blown away literally by 50,000 tons of, in inverted commas, snow. It was absolutely amazing. I wasn't quite sure what to expect. I actually don't know what I was expecting, and it was absolutely amazing. It was magical, it was tragic, it was funny, and it was probably one of the most engaging shows I've had the privilege to ever watch in my entire life. It is currently on at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. It is running for another couple of days until the 14th of August, so you've got about another 2 weeks to pop through and see the show. Tickets range from 175 to 400 Rand. There are special packages available. You can book on CompuTickets, and I have to say, this is a show not to be missed. If you're a theatre lover and a theatre fundi like I am, do not miss out on Slava's Snow Show. It is a magical world. The sets are imaginative. The snow falls, you get blasted with snow. It really was the most fun, amazing experience ever, and I cannot recommend it more. So if you're around in Joburg, head on down to the Teatro at Monte Cassino for Slava's Snow Show. You will not be disappointed, I promise you. Then I was also lucky enough to attend the premiere of My Father's War, which is a local movie, which is opening at Stir Kennicore Theatres nationwide on Friday, the 5th of August. It is a bilingual, so Afrikaans-English drama, and it focuses on the broken relationship between a father and his rebellious teenage son, who the son suddenly has these dreams, and he's suddenly transported to the Boer War, where he meets his father, and it's an eye-opener. It seems like, you know, there's so many things that are going on. He suddenly understands where his dad's coming from, his dad's perceptions, his dad's life. And it kind of, the change in the relationship between them, it's an absolutely amazing movie. If you're into movies and you love movies, please pop through and see My Father's War, now on at Stir Kennicore Theatres. Will be on from the 5th of August, Friday the 5th of August. It features local actors such as Niels Klaassen, Hannes Miller, Miran Reddy, and my personal friend Jai Prakash Shuram, who I was very proud to see on the big screen. So do check it out. It is at Stir Kennicore Theatres nationwide from Friday, My Father's War. Absolutely fantastic. And then last week, I enjoyed the Good Food and Wine Show spectacularly, and I was lucky enough to catch up with an amazing chef called Claire Allen. She is one of a duo called Short Chef, Skinny Chef. She is a MasterChef finalist, and she is absolutely fantastic and fun and bubbly, and I got to chat to her. I got to watch her cooking an amazing veal dish with kale and mushrooms live on the main stage. It was an absolute blast for foodie lovers in and around Joburg. So listen a little bit to my catch-up with Short Chef, Skinny Chef. Well, she's the skinny chef in the duo, Claire Allen.
Short Chef, Skinny Chef is an evolution for MasterChef. Myself and Sibukati were roommates. became very good friends, and Griffin 1 kept on walking around feeling very sorry for ourselves about the fact that we weren't doing what we love, just cooking and doing demos and just entertaining people. Now, during the show, during one of the preps, I was busy eating something. Someone looked at me one, and they were like, oh, you're liking that food? And I said, I love food. And they went, you don't look like it. Are you so skinny? And 2 minutes before that, someone had called Subukazi, hey, short chef. And the idea just clicked in my head, short chef, skinny chef. And it just sounded really fun. So that's how it was evolved. It kind of just was very natural. We spoke about wanting to do things together. I have an events and marketing background, so conceptualize the show, have curated concepts around recipes and engagement, different brands and sponsors, and went to Ferrer Milano, the owners of Griffin Wine, pitched the concept. They loved it.
Oh, fantastic.
Brought us on board for Durban when we launched our stage. And yeah, we were in Cape Town earlier this year, and now in Joburg. We're going to be in Durban at the end of the year. So it's been an absolutely insane 12 months. Today marks the 1 year anniversary of my first demo. I went to.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was at Joburg Good Food and Wine last year, sitting in the parking lot praying, going, God, if I completely destroy this, let me know that I can just go home. But if I'm good at it, please let this be the start to a new career.
Oh, that's amazing.
And the last 12 months have been, it's been difficult, it's been a challenge, it's been hard, but it's been amazing at the same time. After this weekend, I'll have 100 demos under my belt, which is such a cool feeling. So I'm like, yay!
Fantastic.
So it really feels like coming home, being at the Good Food One Joburg.
And tell us about your blog, which is Foodie in Love, and why Foodie in Love?
So my tagline is Claire Allen, the Foodie in Love, because my food philosophy is food is love, and that's why I've called my blog Food is Love. I really do believe that. I come from a family where food is the most important thing, you know, to every get-together, as I think most Africans do, a lot of Italians and Portuguese as well, I just feel like it brings us together, and we have so many fad diets, and people, I feel, are really afraid of food. And Claire Allen, the Foodie in Love, I want you to fall in love with food again. I want to teach you about food. I want to teach you dishes you think are completely too out of your depth of knowledge. I want to tell that boy to learn that one killer dish that's going to get him the girl, like brag to the boss and like impress the boys. I want, you know, a mom who's kind of feeling like overcooking to get re-excited and reignite into the passion of cooking. Because, you know, in my family, we're always in the kitchen cooking, drinking wine, having a good time. And for me, the best thing on Friday night is cracking a bottle of wine. There's lots of wine in my life.
Yeah.
Cracking a bottle of wine.
Okay, me too. Don't worry.
Cracking a bottle of wine, having a good meal, cooking up a storm, having music over from friends. Like, for me, that's my food philosophy. And I think people are afraid of cooking and they feel it's too difficult, and or they just, you know, you've got so much technology and access to information. We really can have fun with it. And no one cares. Like, if it doesn't work out the first time, no one's going to know. You're cooking for people.
Because you're giving them wine, so
yes,
they'll be
exactly,
out of it anyway.
Exactly.
I'm going to come hang out with you. That's what I want to do. Claire, how can people get hold of you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter on ClaireAllen_SA or on Facebook, ClaireAllen_SA. And I was about to give myself a number.
No. Claire@ClaireAllen.co.za.
Pop me email. I'd love to cook for you. I'd love to teach you to cook. And yeah, follow me on those different platforms and check out what I'm cooking and come cook with me.
So if you're looking for somebody to come and cook with you or teach you how to make that absolutely special, amazing dish, Claire is the lady to do it. And then on Saturday evening, I popped through to a showcase of the young singer called Storm Harrison, who I was absolutely blown away by. Storm has been performing for most of his life. I gave away 5 sets of tickets to my winners on the show last week. Well done to everybody who won and attended. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Opening acts were Nadia and Ashlyn Gray. I was also completely blown away by the amazing up-and-coming young talent that we have in this country. And Storm himself was absolutely spectacular. Good looks, crisp vocals, catchy music. He's got a couple of singles out. Keep Calm is his main single at the moment, which is being played across a variety of radio stations here in South Africa. He's heading to America later this year to Nashville. And I have to say, I really enjoyed the show immensely. And I was lucky enough to catch up with the 17-year-old singer after the show.
So we are here with Storm Harrison at the venue in Melrose Arch. Storm, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Well done on your showcase, by the way.
Thank you.
You did a great job.
Thanks.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you wound up doing what you do at 17.
Well, bottom line is I've always loved music. Ever since I was small, I've grown around with music. I took it seriously about 2-3 years ago. And from there, I've been doing music ever since. And yeah, I just find it really, really awesome. It's a way that everybody can connect together, which I think is great.
And you're a music student, right?
Yes, I'm studying at the campus of performing arts at the moment.
That's fantastic. And you're heading to New York later this year?
To Nashville for Super X Stars, which is an international competition. So I'm up against international artists.
We will be rooting for you. And how can everybody get in touch with you?
Well, you can go to Twitter, follow me at Storm in Africa. Facebook, Storm is my page. Go give that a like. And then Instagram at Storm_in_Africa.
Storm Harrison, 17 years old and breaking barriers and breaking boundaries. It was amazing to catch up with him. Keep your eyes on this kid. He is headed places, seriously. Another fun thing that I enjoyed doing this week was catching up with my fellow foodies at Doppio Zero. Now, everybody knows Doppio Zero, especially in Johannesburg. They're a well-known chain, and they are basically heading back to their roots. They're teaming up with micro roasters from Newtown to basically take themselves back to being the corner cafe with the home bakes and the freshly brewed coffee, going there and having meetings and having fun and going back to what they do. They've been around for over 10 years. They're a fantastic chain, and I have to say I've always enjoyed my meetings and my meals at Doppio, and I was lucky enough to catch up with a very cool and trendy Taryn Nash, who is their marketing manager, and she had a little bit to say about where Doppio is heading in the future and what we should look out for.
We decided to do a local partnership between us and micro roaster called Craft Coffee in Newtown. They are very much about local brands, and they've come up with a great combo for us for this time of the year. We are looking at expanding our brand in the way where we want to go back to where we started, which is that corner cafe, street-style bakery, where we can really go back to our roots and become the coffee connoisseur's dream. You know, you come, either have a business meeting, use the free Wi-Fi, come for coffee with your work colleagues or your business partners or your friends and your family. That's how we started, and that's where we want to get back to. And we feel like exposing the micro roasters and the, you know, the local guys and having partnerships with them will be such a cool thing for our brand, keep us on trend despite the fact that we've reached sort of a maturity in our brand in terms of our expansion. We'll be 15 stores strong by the end of the year, and we're hoping that we can keep it trendy, keep it funky, and really become that coffee connoisseur's dream destination.
And now from food to something design inspired. This weekend sees the 100% Design South Africa Expo, which is taking place at Gallagher Convention Centre from the 5th to the 9th of August. I'm actually quite looking forward to it. I don't really spend that much money on decorating my home. I probably should. And looking at all the exhibitors and everything that's lined up, I think I might be spending some money. 100% Design South Africa launched in August 2014, and it's a high-end curated showcase of the most inspirational designs and designers in South Africa. It's taking place alongside Decorex each year, and it is the platform for South African and international furniture, lighting, interiors, fabrics, product design, and basically anything to cover residential and office space. So be it a couch, be it a table, be it a funky carpet, be it anything that you need, paint, anything to do with interiors and designs, this is taking place at Gallagher Estate this weekend. It looks like a whole bunch of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm heading through on Friday afternoon. And if you need more information, please check out their website, which is www.100, that's the letters, the numbers, 100%design.co.za. There's an exhibition, there's a trade section. It is going to be an absolute blast, so go and check them out. It is run by Tebe Reed Exhibitions, and it's going to be loads of fun. So I hope to see you there. That's happening this weekend at Gallagher Convention Centre, the 100% Design South Africa. And sadly, I am once again out of time. I could carry on going for hours, I promise you. Thank you for joining me on Hangout with Heather. I hope to see you at some of the upcoming events this week. You can get more info on my website, which is www.heatherhook.co.za. If there's an event that you think I should be covering near you, drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.co.za. I love to interact on social media, most specifically Twitter. Heather L. Hook is my handle, #HangoutWithHeather, because that's the name of the show. And you can also get me on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. I look forward to interacting with you guys, and I look forward to sharing more of what's hip and happening in Josie with you next week. Have a beautiful day. Lots of love.